Open your Bibles today to Psalm 117. Actually, we're going to look at Psalm 117 and Psalm 118. Psalm 117 is only two verses, the shortest psalm in the Bible. It's part of the Great Hallel, a series of psalms. The only thing I can really say about that is that it's a very brief psalm of praise. And in verse 2, it says, which is the last verse, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Now, often we get the expression in the Psalms, "His mercy endureth forever." In fact, in Psalm 118, which we're going to look at shortly, it says in verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." But in Psalm 117, we have this unique expression that his truth, the truth of the Lord, endureth forever. And it's a wonderful thought that, you know, heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Lord's word will stand forever, will not pass away. The flower fades and the grass withers, but the word of God will stand forever. And his truth endureth forever. His truth, the word of God, the scriptures are like a rock that endureth. Now, we come to Psalm 118, and this is the last of the great Hallel Psalms. Hallel simply has the idea of hallelujah, of praising the Lord. And these Hallel songs were sung at the festive times in Israel, like, for example, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, Psalm 118, scholars tell us that it was especially identified with the Passover celebration, and would be sung during the Passover, at different events of the Passover. Now, we can't take the time to look at every verse. There's 29 verses, and we only have approximately 10 minutes. But it's interesting, if you were to look at the latter verses of the psalm, when you look at them, you'll find that they are quoted by the Lord Jesus or are alluded to by the gospel writers in and around the time of the Lord's death, just before his death, specifically the days when he was visiting the temple, the last few days of his life leading up to his rejection, and the Passover season. It is all quoted during the Passover season. Now, if you look in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, you find in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 30, it says, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." And it's thought by many that this hymn that was sung by the apostles and the Lord Jesus in the upper room just before he was arrested was this psalm, Psalm 118. Now, if you look at verse 22, we have this prophecy. It says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner." The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. And we find this in Matthew's Gospel. It's in some of the other Gospels as well. Verse 42, it says, "Jesus said unto them, Did you never read in the Scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Now, again, this is in chapter 21 of Matthew's Gospel, when the Lord Jesus is up on the Temple Mount teaching the people, and the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees are coming to him, questioning him, trying to trip him up. And essentially, this period of time from his entry into Jerusalem until his crucifixion was 4 days. And you know, in the Passover, the lamb was to be taken into the household for 4 days. You read that in Exodus chapter 12. And to be examined to see if it was spotless and blameless, and then offered as the Passover. And essentially, and then killed, slaughtered, and the blood put on the doorpost. And this is essentially what's happening here. The Lord Jesus, for 4 days in Jerusalem, being questioned by the leaders of Israel, he's examined, and they find no fault in him, although they tried their hardest and to trip him up. But in the end, the Lord silences them absolutely, and no man was able to ask him any more questions. They were afraid to ask him any more questions. And you find that in Matthew 22, towards the end of the chapter. Now, so we go back to our psalm. It says in verse 22 again, "The stone which the builders refused or rejected has become the headstone of the corner." Actually, the Apostle Peter quotes this as well. But what I want to show is that it occurs, and the Lord quotes it during the Passover season, after just previous to them singing this hymn in the upper room. And so this hymn is on the mind of the Lord Jesus and on the mind of the apostles that night. Verse 23, "This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes." You see, the Lord Jesus is the stone, and the builders are the Jewish leaders, and they rejected him. Verse 24, "This is the day that the Lord hath made, and will rejoice and be glad in it." Can you think of this in your mind? The Lord Jesus in the upper room with his apostles, the disciples, and they were singing, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And only a few short minutes after this, the Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane in great agony of soul. Now, verse 25, it says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." Now, this word "save now" in the Hebrew is Hosanna. And Hosanna means "save now." And we get this also in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, if you want to turn over there, Matthew 21. And let's see, verse 9, for example, it occurs in two places, verse 9 and in verse 15. In verse 9, we'll just back up to verse 8. "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes went before and that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna." And this is what we have in Psalm 118. "Save now. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this?" And so this is was sung by his disciples and followers from Galilee when he came into Jerusalem, his triumphal entry, as they call it, into Jerusalem. Now, it's quoted again. We'll look at verse 14. "And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna, the Son of David, they were displeased or indignant, and said unto him, Hearest thou what they say? And Jesus said unto them, Yes. Have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?" That's a quotation from Psalm 8. But you see, the children in the temple, they're singing Hosanna, save now. They're singing Psalm 118. And they probably heard the disciples singing it along the road. And perhaps they heard their parents singing it in their homes during the Passover season as they sung Psalm 118. And, you know, children are great mimickers, and they're singing this in the temple. Hosanna, blessed is the Son of David. And it's just wonderful to see that. Now, turn back to Psalm 118. Because if the Pharisees wouldn't praise the Lord, the children would. As we go on in the psalm, and we have to hurry now, verse 26, "Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord." Now, this is quoted in Matthew chapter 23. And the Lord says in Matthew 23, "Behold," verse 8, 38, Matthew 23, verse 38, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." That is the city of Jerusalem and the temple. The Lord's prophesying here. "For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And so, again, this occurs this during the same period, the Passover season. And the Lord's telling the Jews that they will no longer see him, he's going to be crucified, until they say, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And this tells us also that Israel has not been finally rejected or set aside. Because at a point in time, they will say that. They will say, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." The Lord Jesus said, until you say, if it were to be a fact that Israel no longer would exist in the future as a nation, the Lord would not have said, until you say, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And we'll conclude our little meditation with verse 27 of Psalm 118, of which the disciples would have sung in the upper room. It says in verse 27, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Bind the sacrifice. And, you know, during the Passover season, the lambs were offered up on the Temple Mount. Of course, the morning offering and the evening offering of the burnt offering was offered as well. And as they sung this, the disciples had no idea. They were just singing traditionally this hymn. But, you know, as the Lord Jesus sung these words, bind the sacrifice with cords, he knew exactly what it meant, that he himself was the sacrifice. He was the true Passover, the lamb which was sacrificed for us. May the Lord bless you today as you consider this psalm, the great Hallel, the great psalm of the Passover. The Lord bless you.